you are beginner to meditation, and some of you are practicing meditation a longer time. Really, how does meditation changes your mind? First of all, we have to find out, why do we want to change our mind? Because if everything goes okay, we don't have to change. And why do you want to change your mind? So to understand that, we need to understand the present condition of our mind. What is the present situation of our mind? Now, who's leader? Or who's handling your mind? Even though we claim as the mind as my mind, it looks like outside world or other people, your family, your friends, they are controlling our mind. That's why whenever they do something, either we become happy or unhappy. Things are happening to people, things are happening to animals, nature. When something happened to outside or to other people, that makes us happy or unhappy. With another person's wedding, you are very happy. When you hear that message, it makes you happy. When you hear about that same person's divorce, again it's different. Sometimes it might make you happy or sometimes it might make you unhappy. Lost of somebody or death of somebody, that same situation. When you hear somebody got cancer, same situation. So what is happening to our mind? If it is, if really it's yours, you should be the controller or handler of your mind. So the best point is, as meditators, when you are meditating, you do not want to have any thought during the meditation. But what happened to your mind? So therefore, we need to understand the nature of our mind first. And before we change, we need to understand the present or current condition of our mind. Right now, we have a mind, but you are not the owner of your mind. Now, what does this mind look for? This mind always looking something which can make you happy. Our mind always look something which can make you happy. How do you look for happiness? You look happiness through your senses. Through your eyes, through ears, through nose, through tongue, and your body or skin. And sometimes we are imagining something. That means maybe you are looking happiness through our imagination. So that is how we are trying to fulfill our mind, by seeking happiness. Again, what do I call as a mind? What it is? Where it is? Of course, we cannot find a place, a particular location for our mind. But mind travel very fast. Those are the nature of a mind. It travel very fast. It always associate with oneself or with you. That your mind always unique to you. And you have unique thoughts. and that's why you claim it as mine. It doesn't have a physical body or form, but it's lived inside of your body or within yourself. Those are the nature of the mind. But it is important, or it is necessary, to understand what do I call as my mind, or what is the nature of my mind. So we use meditation as method to understand the nature. Why this mind changes all the time. So once when you observe it, you can understand you are not handling or you are not controlling your mind. So therefore, we can think, if you have a strong mind, if you have a strong mind, that mind can be useful. That was the research done by the past, done by the Buddha and some enlightened monks in the past, and the nuns. With their research, they understood that you can cultivate your mind. Right now you have a mind which is you call shaken mind. It can shake by anything, shaken by anything. Anybody can make it shaken, either your body or emotion, in the weather or outside. So therefore, if you have a strong mind, that mind become an unshaken mind, which has done by the past, which has done by some other people. So that's why we need to change or cultivate our mind. So we have find meditation as a method. Now, how does meditation help you to help your mind to cultivate? With meditation, you are practicing mindfulness or awareness. You are just training to be aware. You are just training to be aware with what? With your physical body or your verbal action. With verbal action. And also, you can be aware how you get involved with outside and inside. That is how you are cultivating awareness. Now, when you see something, some kind of picture, or think about, imagine an apple. When you see an apple, that is the experience of your eyes. Now, who gave that name? Is that your eyelid? Or lens? Or is that name travel from the apple to your head or to your eyes? No, when you see it, only your experience is picture. Through that experience, you create an image inside. Then you give idea. What you call it? Concept. When this concept and the matter meet, you create something. Then you are the one who see that as an apple. So that is our experience. Can anybody see anything without their mind? Can anybody hear anything without their mind? Or can anybody feel anything without their mind? Or can you? No. You may have seen many things, but you haven't noticed it. That means that is not inside of you, because you are not connected that with your mind. So therefore, you only get experiences through your mind, with your mind. You are only using your senses with your mind. So therefore, we cannot have any experience without our mind. That's why we think we have a mind. Otherwise, we don't know whether we have a mind or not. We explain that activity by giving the name of the mind. That's the nature. Now, what do we do? As with meditation, we just keep our attention, then understand the connection. We call it awareness. Then you understand, how do you get connect to these things? When you get connect to these things, sometime we become attached or detached. Either you like or dislike. Attach or detach or like or dislike happening inside your mind. That's not happening with outside. So that is the experience of your mind. Now, how your mind or why your mind become attached to something? Why your mind become detached to something? What makes you to become attached or detached? So that is where you keep the awareness. Then you recognize the connection. When you recognize the connection, you see there are similar patterns. There are similar patterns going on with you. Since you like something, you have similar patterns of thoughts. Those patterns did not start from today or at that very moment. It has started already. When something get connected to, then you begin to experience those thoughts. The person who used to get angry with certain thing, that person would get angry with that certain thing all the time. Maybe another person would have compassion with a certain thing. Like when somebody says something, one person responds to that in one way, the other person would respond to that in a different way. That goes with that person's nature. And what we call as nature, that is patterns that the person already have introduced. In Buddhist philosophy or in the teachings, we discussed or we have understand, we have started this pattern long time ago, not in this life, in the past. Because we believe we have rebirth all the time, and life after another life. Then this is not our first life, according to Buddhist teachings and according to our understanding. Then we have been born many times before. Then we are maintaining those patterns. But you don't have to go beginning or to that starting point to understand the nature of this pattern. What you can do with awareness, you recognize the nature. You recognize the nature of the certain pattern. Oh, how do I become attached to this? Why do I want to attach to this? Why am I fighting with this? With awareness, you recognize the nature of that experience, that mind experience. Once you recognize that experience as it is, you would be able to observe it without being attached or without being detached. You would experience that certain thing as only as a fact, only as an experience. You would not attach or detach. You just see that as it is as what it is. That is how you recognize it. Then during the meditation, you are training to not to form new patterns into your life or not to maintain any patterns what you already have introduced. That is the nature of the awareness. then you are being aware with that certain time, either that half an hour or 1 day. That is what you are training. You are training to not to introduce any new patterns. We have a technical term for these patterns. We call it sansara in Pali, which means once when you have introduced one certain pattern, once when you are maintaining certain pattern, you might be maintaining that in many, many, many lifetimes, at least until end of this life. Buddhist beliefs and also Buddhist teachings are talking about you are not ending here as long as you have introduced these patterns. As long as you decide to continue these patterns, then you would recontinue. Awareness will help you to bend these patterns. Awareness will help you to turn these patterns into different directions. Like simple example, you can turn anger into compassion or into wisdom. Once you recognize the situations behind the anger or what makes you to become angry, awareness will allow you to see, what do I gain with this experience or with this feeling? Nothing. Why am I acting like this? Then you understand, well, I became a fool at that time, since I didn't gain anything. Why did I allow this person to control me? I just simply become puppet while I'm responding with anger, while I'm acting like this. Once then you have that understanding comes through awareness. Once then you have that understanding, you do not want to continue yourself as you used to. Then you are changing. What is changing you? Wisdom. How did you gain wisdom? Through awareness. That is the practice you are doing with meditation. That is how you are changing or you are cultivating your mind. Then every time when you practice meditation, you are building that ability. Not only that, not only during the meditation. During the meditation, you are building that ability. You bring that ability into your daily life. When you are even talking to somebody, when you are arguing with somebody, you bring that awareness. Again, recognize, what is going on with me? Why am I responding like this? Why am I acting like this? When you are able to bring that awareness into that particular moment, you can see what is happening. You are changing yourself. That is how we are moving. That is how we are changing. Then we are changing ourselves all the time. Now, sometime when somebody says to you, oh, you are not same to last month, how come you changed this much? Maybe we don't want to hear that. Then you would say, no, I'm the same person. Don't say that to me. No, I'm not changed. In this situation, you should be happy. Yes, I'm changed than last month. Now I'm not doing that much foolish things as I do in last month. I recognize those foolish things right now. Even that day I did not recognize those mistakes, but now I see, yes, those actions are not really right. You can proudly see your mistake. You don't have to defend you for your mistake. And when you are happy, well, I am not that same person anymore. I am moving. That is how you change. That is how meditation allows you to change. That is what we call as cultivation. This happens with awareness. So that's why maybe you are practicing meditation half an hour or 1 hour, but meditation is not ending after the sitting time. You have to bring that understanding into your daily life. Then bring that awareness. Let it help you to understand who you are. Let it help you to see how your mind behaves. Let it make new patterns, and let it help it to break the patterns what you have already. Did I answer your question?
Very good. Thank you.
Did I raise any question with that answer? Well, yes, I even agree with that. There are few things. Obviously, people says, you know, I can practice meditation in my home. Yes, it's my mind. I can do this anywhere. But what happened? We need support. We really need support. Right now, our mind really act wild. Therefore, a certain environment help us to tame. It's called a taming the mind. It helps you to tame your mind. So therefore, you have to have a support community. Now here, just think about, now you all just practice meditation here. But if you have a thought, well, I should have some water, or I want to go to bathroom. None of you are going to do it right now, because you are here, because you are with that discipline, and everybody is supporting you. So you need that support. And then secondly, everybody in this room is fighting in the same environment for same goal. Then you have that group support. We all have similar weaknesses. Like everybody experience anger in the same way, emotion in a very same way. Everybody like compassion and love. That's who we are. So therefore, our mind have similar characteristics, natural mind. So then we get some support. Secondly, in this particular place, you used to practice meditation. Therefore, we are really changing the environment. And some of you, once when you go to certain places, and you might feel like you are just jumping up and down. Or with some, when you are getting into some places, it makes you very calm. So because we cannot see everything what's going on, but nature also get adapted to certain situations. Then we are forming that environment. Now then you come here to practice meditation, that way with some time you are forming this place to meditation. But at your home, you are doing some other stuff. And all the time that kind of drama is happening in your home. Now, that can be good drama, or that can be bad drama, but whatever, that's considered as dramas. Now, if you are trying to do different thing in that environment, then you don't get that support from that environment. So that is why some people have difficulties. And third, you come here with that preparation, then your mind prepare to meditate here. But at home, you have responsibilities. You have so many responsibilities, whether written or not. And sometimes you think, well, I forgot to turn off my stove or something. When something come up, then you are about to go. So that way your mind is not well settled to practice meditation at home. So because of those reasons, and it is common experience for many people, it is very easy to meditate at a meditation center, so temples. But once when you have trained your mind with meditation, then it doesn't matter where you are. But until then, you have to find a place. Then you have to get the support. Then don't engage with that fact, which is once when you're well trained, once when you have well-trained mind, then of course you can meditate in there. But that is the last thing. So, but until then, find community who do that, or support community, and calm place.